You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got some great guests. We've got Adam Lipkin. He's the C-Pace guy. What does that mean, Adam?
Yeah, we're going to find out about it in just a few.
Oh, you're a man. You've been here before, haven't you? And we've got Jacob Levin. All right, Jake. All right, Jake. Yeah. All right. We got Jake on. Jake, you brought me my co-host today. Who's that?
Who is it?
That's Joaquin. It.
All right, that's Joaquin, right. You're going to sing your song for us today, or are you going to wait till later, or you're not going to sing it? He's not sure. We gotta get him to get some courage.
He's got to get warmed up.
That's all right. Jake, move over a little bit for me.
You got it.
All right. So, Adam, what is now you teased us. What is C-Pace and who cares?
So, I think C-Pace is probably the best way to be able to improve your real estate. Basically, zero out of pocket and be able to do some really important measures from energy efficiency and things that are going to really take good bottom line improvements.
So, it's financing or what?
This is financing. Let's start with the basics. Yeah. So C-Pace is a really unique type of financing that's available in certain areas, you know, all around the country. And it's a way to incentivize property owners to invest in their properties with energy efficiency improvements and resiliency improvements by giving a very, very affordable way to finance all these items.
Well, how much money do you have to lend and how come you have so much?
Well, so we don't have any limits. We're part of the largest green energy REIT in the country, Hannon Armstrong, and the sky's the limit. So there's no amount too big that we can't write a check for. So
tell me who you brought and why you brought them.
So I wanted to bring my friend Jake. And Jake is doing one of the types of improvements that I think are, you know, really exciting in the, I mean, just really across the board, but certainly with retail. And he's going to talk a little bit about the roofing side of the business, but specifically some of the new technology. He's going to talk about cool roofs and what makes them so cool. And why I thought it would be good to talk about it with Pace is it's one of the items that we could finance. So,
all right. So let's do a case study. Jake, how did you find out about the cool roof? And what is a cool roof? Is it a roof that comes with sunglasses?
Well, I was actually part of a family office that was buying multifamily properties, self-storage facilities, everything to golf courses even. And we needed a new roof on one of our properties. Didn't have the money in the budget. And instead of re-roofing, I found a cool roof solution, which is basically a high solar reflectivity roof that could be done as a coating instead of a full re-roof, and saved us a heck of a lot of money on the install, and said, this is a better mousetrap. And I wanted to get involved.
So Adam, so he puts on this new roof. Before or after does a guy like that talk to you?
So before, because we're going to give him the money to be able to go ahead and take care of it. So let's say that, you know, property owner wants to go ahead and do the cool roof, start taking some advantage of those benefits. Well, we're going to have those funds available in advance to then start being able to use to do the installation, pay for labor, and every other item that you need to pay for the cost.
Just roof, or maybe I'm in California and I've got a big building and I'm going to put some solar energy on.
Let's get some solar on top of that cool roof.
So, yeah, right. Absolutely. Right. That keeps it even cooler. Now, what happens if I put this cool roof on top of my roof and a hurricane comes?
It's extremely durable. We use a silicone membrane, which is basically the materials that you'll use in between your tiles on in your bathroom, because it's so waterproof and durable and lasts forever. So much more likely your house is going to blow away before our cool roof would have.
Oh, gee, thanks. That's a great thought for me to carry into hurricane season there, you know? Well, I'm going to stand under my cool roof and hold it up like this. So, Adam, is it just roofs or water? Do you have to do it before? Can you do it after? Tell me a little more.
So we could do either or, which is nice, too. You know, some people have already spent money on these improvements, and now they find out, wow, we could actually get reimbursed. That's pretty meaningful. I think the best way to do it is before you're thinking about doing these improvements. We a lot of times get calls, and some people are like, hey, we know that we need to get a new roof in the next year. Might need to upgrade our HVAC systems. Want to do LED lighting, as I call it, the triple combo, Jim.
That triple lighting, play?
The triple play.
All right.
Which is good in light of an upcoming conference we know that's coming up in Vegas.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I think the roof, the lighting, and the HVAC, those are like your real big items that I think are going to lead to your most energy improvements.
Okay, so you mentioned it, so we'll talk about it. So you got the big conference coming up out of town. You're walking around the trade show floor. Who are you looking to meet, and who should be looking to meet you?
Jake, who do you want to meet?
I'm happy to meet everybody, but mostly it's large industrial and retail owners or hotels, self-storage facilities with large flat roofs, especially if you're paying your own utility bills as a landlord, because we can save significantly 10 to 25% typically on your energy bills from the reflectivity on the roof.
I have lots of friends that need to talk to you. Who are you looking to talk to?
I mean, all the major REITs are perfect. We've done a lot of work with some of the biggest in the business. We did a couple malls recently with Washington Prime where they wanted that triple play, the roof, the HVAC system, and the lighting. So, you know, that might be like $2 million or so. And now if you could finance it, spread the payments over 20 years, you know, and let me just cover one other point on that note, because I think in addition to making it zero out of pocket, what's so good about retail specifically is just because Pace is essentially repaid as part of your taxes, becomes part of operating expenses. So you're essentially able to pass this through to your tenants. And why that works out really well is because a lot of times landlords want to invest in these energy efficiency improvements and the tenants are benefiting. I mean, you're going to be able to see that reduction in your energy bill. So your gross rent's going to come down in a lot of cases. However, you don't want to come out of pocket $1 million or $2 million or more. So with Pace, you're able to finance that, and then the tenant's able to see still a net reduction in their gross rents because that Pace little extra in the tax is probably going to be half of what your savings is going to be on your utility bill.
So it gives me a competitive advantage if I use you because it reduces the operating costs of my tenants, which makes it cheaper for them to be in my center over somebody else's or my office building or whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's a hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's the way you could stand out. I mean, you could attract tenants because you're going to have lower CAMs. Simple as that.
So the cool roof is always white, I guess, right?
Well, it comes in a variety of colors. We use silicone, which is white and the most reflective color. It's about 87% reflective, which is the most one of the best cool roof solutions out there. I was also going to point out what you were saying. It's amazingly affordable too. It's actually typically less than half the cost of a re-roof.
Why?
Because we're not actually demoing any of the existing roof and hauling away the old materials. It's simply going over the existing roof with a silicone membrane. So there's no hauling, no demo, no significant amount of new materials.
How long does it take?
Well, we use a 7-man crew as opposed to 25. That's also one thing I wanted to point out. So it's significantly quicker and easier and less manpower, less workers' comp, less labor costs. How long does it take? We could do a 100,000 square foot building in, say, 3 weeks.
Wow.
3 weeks to a month.
Wow. Yeah. That's from, like, getting the guy up there and doing the thing, or is that from saying hello?
No, it's a three-step process. It's basically wash, patch, prime, and then put our silicone. And we're traditional roofers certified in all different roof types. So, actually, we can patch with a like-on-like, it's called, to basically repair your roof as is in any troubled spots. And then do our silicone system, which will last 15 or 20 year warranties.
Well, now, Adam, we're talking about roofs. We talked about solar energy. We talked about LED lighting, something interior. What if I'm making an interior change or something like that? What else can you include?
I mean, those are definitely the big items. But inside, you know, your mechanical systems, HVAC, certainly. And then when you start getting into switches, being able to do more monitoring and make sure your AC is optimal in different parts of your structure. So I think that kind of goes together with your heating and cooling systems, having kind of that AI that's able to map on and see parts of maybe your structure where it's a little too hot or a little too cool. It's amazing how much, you know, is wasted with, you know, temperature being too cold in certain times where no one's even in your building. So that probably be in the interiors, the controls and switches.
Well, we need to get you on with Don Weidenfeld, the guy Magnum Energy Solutions.
Shout out to Don. Absolutely.
There you go. High five to Don. We'll be talking to Don tomorrow. We'll be talking to Don tomorrow about this. Too bad it's going to be a rainy day. We were going to go boating. I'm going to throw that out there.
By the way, it's amazing how many things are actually eligible for Pace financing. I mean, the list is a mile long and basically includes elevators to improve your motors, for the elevators, your water maintenance and management, all your electrical systems, interior, anything that upgrades and can be proven to reduce your energy usage.
Yeah, one thing especially now, because we got hurricane season obviously right around the corner, and I think roofs are one of the main items. But, you know, think about even last year, we had one of these new regulations passed in the nursing home industry with generators. And I think that's something we're seeing a lot more of.
Generator count?
Yeah. Not only generators account, but you need to be at a certain level now as a result of what happened last year. We had that one nursing home that just wasn't up to code, and unfortunately there was loss of life. Yeah, it was terrible. So I think that's something top of mind is are you at code? And if you're not, this might be something to look into because you could finance 100% of your generator costs to put it in.
Hey, Joaquin, you want to give a shout out to your mom? Yeah, I figured, but I give it a shot. Okay, well, we only got a couple minutes left. You still got time to get courage up. That's okay. So what's a good close for the tie on the bow here, Adam? Because it's really your segment. You brought in Jake, and I really want to make, what is it that you're trying to get out there?
Everyone's thinking about how do they squeak out the extra value on the real estate, right? I mean, that's what it's all about, value add. And this is a way to immediately add value to the bottom line, okay? Because you're immediately going to be able to start to save on your operating expenses and improve your income. You could do it with zero out of pocket. So I think it's like, you know, I'm trying to like make it as obvious as possible that this is such an obvious solution to look into. And the only limitation is going to be, is it in your market or do you have cost to qualify? But it's definitely something everybody needs to be aware of to improve their real estate without any out of pocket.
No, I mean, you
can't wrong.
If I'm doing due diligence, I'm looking at this as an edge to up my bid, even to maybe get an advantage. And we didn't even talk about that. People buy real estate, but how is this cost relative to like equity?
Yeah, so this is, we're talking about 6% financing. So obviously we would like divide it into two different segments. One is I would say, let's talk about the stabilized income producing properties, which we just were really talking about. People that have older aging properties, they need to get that new roof. Maybe it's 20 years old. They need to get the new HVAC system. This is something that you could do that's going to immediately add value to the bottom line. We should also cover new development, but maybe that'll be another segment. So,
what did you do? You could use this for new development, right? We got a minute. Give it to me. You're fast.
Yeah. So I think for new development, it's going to solve that gap equity, right? It's going to give you that 10 to 15% additional leverage at less than half the cost of what mezz or preferred equity would be.
Oh, there you go. It only took you a couple of seconds for your elevator speech. I'd be shining that. I'd put that on cards and handing it out at the trade show you're going to. I want to thank you. Oh, wait. Hannon Armstrong Sustainable Real Estate.
That's right. And we did that as just like, I mean, built on the 35 years of history that Hannon Armstrong has in the business of financing green infrastructure improvement. So excited about that, too. A lot of people recognize it.
No, we got a lot more to talk about. You're going to have to come back after the show. I want to hear all about it.
Awesome.
All right, Jake, one more. You're going to close with this.
Well, I was just going to say, visit us, Polo14, that's polo14.com. Ask for Jake, and that's our company. Been around since 1984.
At least he's smart. How do I find you?
It's Hasre, Hasre, Hannon Armstrong Sustainable Real Estate, Hasre.com.
All right. Well, listen, Jake, you went too fast. Give me one more time.
Sure. Well, Polo International, polo14.com.
All right. All right. Well, we know who this is all about. This here's about all those ladies that are driving in the car that are what? American Girls. Be back after this with more rock and roll. Wanda and I are going to talk about some really cool things. You're going to want to stay tuned. Back after this.